He's a young boy staying in the home of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. But although he stayed in Jagannath Mishra's home, he covered his own identity. But in many ways, the boy lord, we need the amplified. Yes. The boy lord Vishwambar Nima revealed his actual identity, the truth about himself. And one day, Jagannath Mishra called out, "Oh Vishwambar, oh my son, bring me my boy, bring me my book." And hearing his father's words, the boy ran inside the house. And as he ran, the sound of tinkling ankle bells could be heard. And Jagannath Mishra said, "What is that sound?" Then Jagannath Mishra and his wife Sachi, they searched in all the four directions. And finally, Jagannath Mishra said, "My son isn't wearing any ankle bells. Yet, this sweet tinkling sound can be heard. Where is that sound coming from?" How surprising, they thought. But they did not say a word. And Nimai, after bringing the book, he went outside to play. And his parents saw a second wonder. Because all over the floor, there were footprints marked with the flag, the thunderbolt, the elephant Ankush, the elephant goad, and there were other auspicious signs marked all over the floor. And Jagannath Mishra just gazed at those footprints. And Sachi Devi gazed at those footprints, and they became filled with bliss. Tears began to flow from their eyes, and the hair upon their bodies stood erect. They looked at the footprints, and they bowed down. "We are delivered, we are delivered, we will not take birth again." They said that as they wept. Jagannath Mishra said to Sachi Devi, "Oh, mother of Vishwarupa, please listen. Tomorrow, you please prepare sweet rice mixed with ghee. And in the morning, we will bathe my Damodar Shila with Panchagavya. Because I think my Shalagram Shila is secretly walking throughout my house. And therefore, because of our Shalagram Shila, we are hearing the sound of the ankle bells. Because of their love, they could not accept that their boy was the Supreme Lord. Nanda Yashoda could not accept it either." As his parents joyfully worshipped, Nimai within his heart simply smiled. Now please hear another pastime. Those aren't my words. These are the words of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur that I'm reading. Please hear another wonderful pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Jagannath Mishra. "To please Lord Krishna, a certain very pious Brahmana, he went on pilgrimage. He traveled to one holy place after the next holy place, and he would only chant the Gopal mantra. Continuously he would chant. And as he was chanting, he was worshiping the Lord. He did not eat anything. Nothing other than the food that he offered to his Gopal deity. And after traveling from one holy place to the next, that very fortunate Brahmana came to the house of Jagannath Misra. Around his neck, he had that deity, Balgopal, and also his Shalagram Shila. These were the only ornaments he had around his neck. And he had an effulgence, a peerless, equalless, Brahmana effulgence. And he was continuously chanting the Gopal mantra, and he was chanting Krishna's holy names. Krishna, 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 Krishna. His eyes remained closed because in his heart he was tasting the nectar of Lord Govinda's service. And when he arrived at the home of Jagannath Misra, Sri Misra, seeing his effulgence, immediately stood up out of respect, and he bowed down before him, and he honored his guest, Atithi Bhagawan, with respectful hospitality. He washed his guest's feet, and he offered him an elevated sitting place. And when the guest was comfortably seated, Sri Jagannath Misra asked him, "Where is your home?" How do you say that in Bengali? Bari kothai. And the Brahmana replied, "No place, no province do I call my home, for I simply travel where my heart takes me." Jagannath Misra then bowed down again and he said, "The whole world is made fortunate by your traveling. And today, it is my fortune because you have traveled to my home. If you give me permission, I will arrange for you to cook." And feeling satisfied, the Brahmana said, "Oh, Jagannath Misra, you may do that if you like." Then Jagannath Misra made a splendid arrangement for the Brahmana to cook. Because according to the culture, and I've heard Srila Prabhupada describe this as well, even if there was tens and tens and tens of Brahmanas who were working in the same place, each and every one of them would cook individually. So the Brahmana, after Jagannath Misra made this wonderful arrangement, he would begin to cook. But this is what he did. First, he nicely cleaned the kitchen. Then he brought all the ingredients that the Brahmana would require. And then, soon with great happiness, Jagannath Misra's Brahmin guest, he personally began to cook. And he soon completed his duties. And then he took out his deities and he began to offer the food to Balgopal. And just as he was doing so, Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the super soul in everyone's heart, he decided within himself, this Brahman's devotion made Lord Chaitanya decide, "I will reveal my true identity to this Brahman." Then, as was his habit, the Brahman sat down and he began to offer the food in meditation. He closed his eyes, and when his eyes were closed, little Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, suddenly was standing before him. Nimai's limbs, his body was covered with dust, and he was clothed in only the four directions. His hands and feet were very graceful. His eyes were reddish. He smiled as he stood before the Brahmana. And as the Brahmana had his eyes closed, he took one palmful of the Brahmin's food and he placed it within his own graceful mouth. And then, remember, the Brahmin's eyes were closed in meditation. Then he loudly called out, "Hey, hey!" And the fortunate Brahmana's meditation opened and he broke and he opened his eyes and he was shocked at what he saw before him. And he loudly called out, "This restless boy, this naughty boy has stolen the food that I have cooked for Gopal." Immediately, Jagannath Misra came once before him running, and he saw his son smiling before the Brahmana as he ate the newly cooked rice. And Jagannath Misra became, guess what? Yes, he became angry. And he began chasing his son. But the Brahmin, he stood up quickly and he held on to Jagannath Misra's hand. And he said, "Oh, Jagannath Misra, you are a respectable, learned person. What knowledge does this little boy have? What knowledge does he have? What will your anger accomplish? It is one thing to chastise a person who can reason right from wrong, but your boy is so young. Please do not chase your son any longer." Upon hearing the Brahmin's words, Jagannath Misra unhappily placed his head in his hands and he began to lament. He did not lift up his head. He did not speak. And the Brahmin said, "Oh, Jagannath Misra, do not be unhappy at heart. The Supreme Lord knows everything, and he knows everyone. Just bring the fruits and roots and other things that are in your house and give them to me, and they will be my meal for today." If you can. So sweet, I like to hear. "And those fruits and roots will be my meal for the day. Don't worry." But Jagannath Misra replied, "If you accept me as your servant, dear Brahmana, then please agree to cook again. In my home are more ingredients for cooking, and if you will kindly cook again, then I will be happy. Just see the culture. The happiness of one is gained by pleasing another." Then everyone in the Lord's family also humbly requested the Brahmana, "It is our wish that you cook again. Please, please cook again." And the Brahmana replied, "If it is your desire, then I will cook everything again." And pleased by the Brahmin's words, everyone began to clean the kitchen again, and they quickly made all the required arrangements. And then very peacefully, the Brahmin began to cook. Privately, as the Brahmin was cooking, everyone in the family gathered and they spoke together, and they concluded, "This boy is so restless. He may again spoil the Brahmin's offering. Take him to another house and keep him there while the Brahmin cooks and eats." Sachi Devi picked Nimai up and she carried him in her arms to a neighbor's house. There, All the ladies said to Nimai, Oh, Nimai,
Shuno,
why did you eat the Brahmin's food like that? You should not have done so. Lord Chaitanya's moon-like face smiled, and he replied, How am I at fault? The Brahmin called for me to eat. And everyone said, Nimai, you are so naughty. What will you do now that you have lost your caste? You do not know this Brahmana or the family in which he took his birth. We don't even know where he's from. And now you have eaten his food. How can you keep your caste and consider yourself a Brahmin boy? And the Lord smiled. I am a cowherd boy, and I always eat food cooked by the Brahmins. And how will a cowherd boy lose his caste eating the food cooked by a Brahmin? And speaking these words, the Lord smiled, and he looked at everyone. Thus, by these very, very mischievous, how do you say mischievous in Hindi? Something? How? Yes, something not quite badmash, but not quite arbut, mischievous. So by speaking these words, the Lord was revealing the truth about himself. But everyone hearing the Lord's words, they simply laughed. Smiling and laughing, the people held the Lord in their arms. And whoever held him, they floated in an ocean of bliss. No one wanted to release him from their embrace. Meanwhile, as the Lord continued his pastimes in the neighborhood, the Brahmana completed his cooking for the second time, and he sat down with his eyes closed in meditation to offer the food that he had cooked to his deity. And in his meditation, the Brahmin began to call Balgopal to eat. And meanwhile, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was the super soul in everyone's heart, first he put everyone into Maya, illusion. And then he slipped away very carefully, and no one noticed. And he secretly came before the Brahmana and smiled. And he took a handful of the rice and ate it, making sure the Brahmana saw him as he was eating it. Alas, alas, oh no, the Brahmana loudly cried. And the Lord, after eating the rice, he quickly ran away. Why did he run away? Why did he run away? And he had done something a little bit naughty, and he was afraid. And Jagannath Misra, last time he was angry, but this time he was enraged, anger times five. He grabbed a stick and he chased Nimai with great anger. Take that off. I want to hear more. Yes. And the Lord fearfully fled into another room with Jagannath Misra following him from behind. You'll see, Jagannath Misra said, you'll see what you have done today. He had a stick in his hand. I am learned and respectable, but to you, you have made a fool out of me. Who but me has such a big thief in his home as a son? Nanda Maharaj, that's who. Angrily speaking these words, Jagannath Misra ran after the Lord, and everyone tried to grab Jagannath Misra to calm him. But Jagannath Misra said to them, "Let go! Today I will teach him something. I will severely punish him." And everyone said, "Oh, Jagannath Misra, you are so noble, you are so generous. If you beat him, what will happen to your saintly qualities? A child of his age is a little bit foolish sometimes. How can he know right from wrong? And still you want to beat him? How will that teach him anything? Small children are always restless by nature." But then that Brahmana, he hurried to Jagannath Misra's side and he held him by the hand and he said, "O king of the Misras, this boy is not at fault. What is destined to happen on a certain day, it must happen. And today, my destiny is that I will not eat. I will not eat food offered to Krishna. This is my heartfelt realization. So please give up your anger towards your restless son." Jagannath Misra went like this. And he did not lift up his head from his hands. But then, at that moment, an effulgent personality arrived. And his name was Vishwarup. The highest limit of handsomeness rests on the body of Vishwarup. No one in the 14 worlds was as beautiful as he. A Brahmin thread rested on his shoulder, and he appeared as if he was Brahminical power personified. He was Lord Nityananda, who had taken his birth in a separate form. The truth of all Shastra danced upon his tongue, and his words continuously explained pure devotional service to Krishna. And seeing the wonderful form of Vishwarup, that pilgrim Brahmana became enchanted, and he stared at him with his eyes fixed. He said, "Whose son is he?" And everyone said, "He is the eldest son of Jagannath Misra." And hearing this, the Brahmana happily embraced him and said, "Oh, fortunate are the father and mother of such a son." Vishwarup immediately, what do you think he did? Yes, he immediately offered his obeisances. And he sat down. And he spoke words that were a stream of nectar. He said, "Anyone who has a guest like you in their home is immediately fortunate, and they become still more fortunate. Your heart is filled with bliss, and your traveling here is only to purify us, and you are purifying the whole world. But although I am so fortunate to have you as my guest, I am most unfortunate because in my house you have been made to fast. A house where you are made to fast will only attain great inauspiciousness. But seeing you, I have become happy. But hearing what my brother has done to you, my heart is filled with sadness." And the Brahmana, he said, "Please, please do not be sad at heart. Whatever fruits and roots you have, those I will eat. My traveling sometimes takes me through jungles and forests, and there I cannot always get rice. So mostly I eat fruits and roots. It is only sometimes, if it naturally comes my way, that I take rice. But when I look at you, Vishup, I feel great happiness. And seeing you, I feel as satisfied as if I have eaten millions and millions of times. Please, just bring me some simple fruits and roots. And after they have been offered to the Lord, I will eat them now. Jagannath Misra offered no reply to the Brahmana. He just remained sitting with his head covered by his hands, lamenting. How seriously he took this fact that he could not feed this exalted guest properly and treat him properly. But Vishwarup, he began to speak. O saintly person, you are an ocean of mercy, but still I am afraid to speak before you. Saintly persons feel sad at the suffering of others, and their happiness is the happiness of others. And if you still have a little strength left, I humbly request that you cook one more time an offering for Krishna. If you kindly do so, my family's unhappiness will perish and we will all feel transcendental happiness. The Brahmin replied, I already cooked twice and still Krishna has not allowed me to eat. This much I understand in life. It is simply not written in my destiny that today I shall eat. Lord Krishna clearly does not desire it. Why should I struggle? One may have at home many millions of things to eat, but if Krishna does not give the order, one will not be able to eat anything. When Lord Krishna writes in one's destiny that a certain thing shall not be, then one may struggle unlimitedly to make it so, but one will never succeed. It is practically the middle of the night. Is it proper that I cook at this time? Therefore, I should not make a great endeavor to cook. Just bring some fruits and roots, and I shall be satisfied. Vishwarup smiled in a very sweet way, in a very gentle way, and he said, O Brahmana, no. It would be a fault if you were to cook. Excuse me. It would not be a fault if you would cook at this time. And if you do so, all of our hearts would be filled with happiness. And then Vishnu bowed down and he held tightly to the Brahmin's feet as everyone in the house requested him to cook. What could he do? And gazing at Vishwarup, he became completely charmed and his heart melted. All right, I shall again cook, he said. And at that time, everyone who was listening in the house began to say, Hari, 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 Hari. Everyone, one person didn't say Hari, Hari, Hari. Yes, okay. Did you say Hari Hari? Okay. You? Okay. Then they hastily, very quickly cleaned the kitchen and they brought all the ingredients so that the Brahmin required for cooking. And you know what happened next? Before I tell you, we shall chant the glorious names of Krishna. Please, full-heartedly. And
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Everyone say, Jai Nitai Gaur, Jai Nitai Gaur.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay, everyone hold on very tightly, because Nimai is going to Brahmana began to cook for the third time. And some ladies took Nimai to another room and they closed the door. And once Nimai was inside, Jagannath Misra stood guard outside the door. And everyone said, if we bolt the door from the outside, he'll then be unable to escape. Good, good. Kubalo, said Jagannath Misra. This is a good plan. With the door bolted from the outside and the ladies with Nimai on the inside, Jagannath Misra felt assured. And from inside, he heard the ladies say, don't worry. Huh? Chintana, don't worry. Nimai has gone to sleep. At this point, he knows nothing but sleep. In this way, with everyone guarding the boy, the Brahmana began to cook. And after some time, he finished. He then sat down. And in meditation, he began to chant his Gopal mantra as he began to offer the food that he had just cooked to Bal Gopal. Just then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimai Vishwambar, who is the super soul in everyone's heart, he knows all that is happening. At that very moment, he thought, I will reveal my actual identity to this Brahmin. Thus, following the Lord's wish, his desire, Nidra Devi came, the goddess of sleep, and she caused everyone, but not you, don't fall under the sway of Nidra Devi now. She caused everyone in Jagannath Misra's house to fall asleep. And then, as the Brahmana was offering the food, Nimai, Lord Chaitanya, stood directly before him. And he called out, alas, alas, oh no! But everyone was deeply asleep and no one heard his cries. And then the Lord stood before the Brahmana. And he began to speak. Oh, Brahmana, you are a kind and generous person. You called me, so I came. How am I at fault? You are chanting my mantra, and you are calling me to come, and you are chanting with devotion. How could I stay away? And you always yearn to see me. And now I am showing myself to you. At that moment, the Brahmana saw a wonderful eight-armed form before him. He held a kancha, a chakra, a club, and a lotus. And he who manifested that form held fresh butter in one hand and ate it with another. And with the remaining two arms, he played his flute. A kastuba jewel, srivats, and a jeweled necklace decorated his chest. Jeweled ornaments could be seen on all of his limbs. And he wore a necklace of gunjamala around his neck. His smiling eyes were restless. His red lips shone gloriously on his moon-like face. And he wore a Vajayanti garland and shark-shaped earrings decorated his ears and reflected upon his cheeks. And on his lotus feet were ankle bells. And the effulgence of his toenails dispelled the darkness for a great distance. Then the Brahmana saw a kadamba tree. He saw the Vrindavan forest filled with the chirping of birds. And in the four directions, he saw gopas, gopis, and cows. What before he had seen only in meditation, now he saw directly. The Brahmana fell to the ground, fainted in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya, who was an ocean of mercy, he placed his graceful hand on the Brahmin's body, and touched by the Lord's hand, the Brahmana came to consciousness, but he remained stunned. He could not move with bliss. He could not speak one word. Again and again the Brahmana fainted and stood up and fell to the ground. Again he stood up, again he fainted, overcome with bliss. The hairs on his body stood erect. He trembled. He perspired. He could not stay still. And from his eyes, tears flowed like the Ganga as he grasped the Lord's lotus feet. He wept and wept and wept. And seeing the Brahmin's distress, the Lord smiled and he spoke, "Please listen, O Brahmana. For many births, you have been my servant. You so strongly desire to see me. You have always meditated upon me. And for this reason, I now show myself to you. In your previous birth, I revealed this same form to you in Nanda's home. But you were unable to remember. When I descended to this world in Gokul, you also took birth. And at that time, you were also happily traveling around the world as a pilgrim. By destiny, you arrived at Nanda's home and you became his guest. And at that time, you offered me food. And at that time, I also ate the food that you offered. And I showed you this same form. Birth after birth, You have been my servant. For other than my servant, no one is able to see my form. O Brahmana, what I have now told you is a secret. Do not speak of it to anyone while I, in my present incarnation, remain in this world. In this incarnation, I will begin the Sankirtan movement. In every country, of the world, I will preach Sankirtan. And in every home I will place the pure, loving, devotional service, the prema bhakti that is yearned for by Brahma, by the devatas. Please stay here for some days and you will see many things. But do not speak of them to others. After thus speaking to the Brahmana and thus bestowing upon him his mercy and comfort, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his room. He then again became as a child, and he again lay down upon his bed. And overpowered by the Lord's potency of sleep, no one had awakened. And after seeing these wonders, the Brahmana found that his body was filled with bliss. And he took that food and began to smear that food that he had cooked upon his limbs. He was weeping and weeping. He then ate it. He began to ecstatically dance and sing and laugh. Again and again he called out, Jai Gopal! Jai Gopal! Jai Gopal! When the Brahmana began to loudly shout, everyone awakened. And the Brahmana immediately stopped and he began to wash himself. And he sat down peacefully and began to eat. And seeing this, everyone in the house became happy because the Brahmana was eating. Because he had made his offering and Nimai did not disturb him. In his heart, the Brahmana considered telling everyone what had happened. But he thought, Nimai is the Supreme Lord. When they know this, they will feel ecstatic. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who Brahman and Shiva yearn to meet, has descended to this world and he has taken his birth in this Brahman's home. I will tell the whole world that the Supreme Lord has now become a baby boy. And then the Lord will deliver everyone. But he began to remember the Lord's instructions to him, and he concluded, he has forbidden me to do that. And afraid to disobey the Lord, the Brahmana did not speak. So keeping the Lord's identity a secret, the Brahmana stayed near him always in Sridham Mayapur Nabadeep Dham. And every day, after he begged his alms, the Brahmana would return and see the boy. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, all these pastimes are secretly described in the Vedas. And then he gives a falshruti, a benediction. Raise your hand if you have heard this pastime. Oh, how nice. Anyone who hears these pastimes will meet Lord Krishna. You can meet him right now. Very nice. Here. These narrations, which describe the pastimes of Lord Narayan, that Lord Narayan enjoyed as a small boy, they are a stream of nectar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the crest jewel of all the worlds. He is the king of Vaikuntha. He is the Lord of Lord Narayan, the husband of Lakshmi. He is Lord Ram, the husband of Sita. For in Treta Yuga he appeared as Ramachandra and Lakshman with Nittai, where he enjoyed many pastimes and killed Ravana. In the Dwapara Yuga he appeared as Krishna and Balaram and enjoyed pastimes and removed the burden of the earth. And these two persons, whom the Vedas call Mukunda and Ananta, are identical with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, this is certain. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.